Welcome back, everybody. We've got another deep dive for you all today. We've had a lot of requests from you guys about CNC machining, so we've gathered a ton of material on that. Specifically, we're going to be focusing on how CNC machining is really changing the game in injection mold manufacturing. Now, we know a lot of you out there are already familiar with the basics, so we're going to kind of skip over that stuff. Instead, we're going to jump right into the really cool stuff, you know. Really try to uncover some insights, maybe some stuff you haven't heard before.
Well, when we talk about CNC and injection mold manufacturing, one of the most interesting things is the level of precision that's achievable.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty mind-blowing. We're talking tolerances smaller than the width of a human hair.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. With that level of accuracy, you're producing molds that are, I mean, they're practically flawless.
So it's not just about, like, speeding things up. CNC is also a huge jump forward in terms of quality.
Exactly. Yeah. And that higher quality leads to some pretty big benefits.
Well, yeah.
Think about it. Fewer defects.
Yeah.
That means less wasted material, less time spent fixing things. And ultimately, that leads to more efficient production. And of course, that means a better return on your investment.
That makes a lot of sense. But one thing that kind of jumped out at me when I was looking through this material, one of the sources mentioned that the initial cost of these CNC machines can be pretty high. I think they even compared it to buying a luxury car.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That upfront investment is definitely something you have to consider.
Sort of, right?
You're looking at anywhere from, let's say, $50,000 on the low end to, some machines can cost upwards of $500,000.
Wow.
And then on top of that, you got to factor in the cost of software, training. So, yeah, it's a decision that requires some careful planning, especially for, smaller businesses that might be thinking about making the switch.
For sure. I mean, we're talking about a pretty serious investment here. But at the same time, it seemed like almost every single one of the sources we looked at emphasized the long-term cost savings of CNC machining. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, is it really worth, that initial kind of sticker shock?
Right, right. It's a question I get a lot. And, it makes sense. That initial price tag, it can be pretty daunting. But if you kind of shift your perspective and think about it as a long-term investment, I think it starts to make a lot more sense. Reduce labor costs. You're going to have minimal material waste. You're going to be way more efficient. All these things, they start to add up. And in the long run, your bottom line is going to be a lot healthier.
So is it kind of like taking a leap of faith? You're investing in a technology that at first glance might seem really expensive, but it's going to transform your entire production process ultimately for the better, right?
Exactly. You said it perfectly. And it goes beyond just the numbers, too. One of the sources, they described it as investing in peace of mind.
Oh, I like that.
Knowing that you're producing consistent, high-quality parts with minimal errors. That's a huge advantage, especially these days when the competition is so fierce.
Absolutely. Peace of mind. That's something that's definitely valuable, especially in the manufacturing world.
Yeah.
But I want to shift gears just a little bit here. We've talked about how CNC machining is precise, it's efficient. But one thing that I'm really curious about is its impact on design. Because some of the sources that we've been looking at, they've really highlighted the creative freedom that CNC offers. Can you kind of break that down for us?
Okay. So imagine you have a digital sculptor at your disposal, right? And this sculptor, it can carve out these super intricate shapes, complex geometries, and it does it all with this laser-focused precision. That's CNC. It just opens up this whole world of possibilities for designers and engineers especially. It's incredible.
So it's not just about taking existing designs and replicating them. It's about actually pushing the boundaries of what's possible, maybe creating things that, you couldn't even dream of before.
You got it. I mean, think about it. Those intricate internal structures that you find in, let's say, consumer electronics, or even something like the complex curves and edges you see in automotive design, CNC makes it possible to take those intricate designs from a computer screen and make them a reality. And it does it with incredible accuracy, detail. It's amazing. And, when you have that kind of creative freedom, well, it means you can get your products to market faster. It's a game changer. I mean, instead of spending months and months on prototyping and tooling, companies can go from like just an idea to actually having the product in their hands way faster, thanks to CNC.
So we're talking about like a massive speed boost, but also it sounds like it gives you a lot more flexibility to adapt to changes in the market.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, in today's world, everything moves so fast, right?
Yeah.
So being able to adapt quickly, that can make all the difference. But, it's not just about speed and design. CNC also plays a really important role when it comes to scaling up production.
Oh yeah, scalability. That's a big one. I'm remembering one of the articles that you sent. They talked about how they were having a really hard time, increasing their production volume without having the quality suffer. And they said CNC was like a total game changer when it came to that.
And that's because with CNC, you can go from making just a few prototypes to like full-scale production, and it's seamless. I mean, the same program that you use to create one prototype, you can use that to produce hundreds or even thousands of parts, and they'll all be identical, and the quality is going to be top-notch every time.
It's like having a whole team of like master craftspeople working 24/7, but without needing any breaks.
Right.
But even with all these amazing advantages, one question that I keep coming back to is, what about the human element? Do we still need skilled workers in a world that's like driven by CNC machines?
Oh, absolutely. 100%, yes. CNC machines are incredibly capable. There's no doubt about that. But you still need skilled humans to operate them effectively. You need people to write the code, to program the machines. You need technicians to keep them running smoothly. And of course, you need engineers to oversee the whole process.
So it's not about replacing human workers with robots. It's more about like empowering those workers, giving them new tools and technology so they can do their jobs even better.
Exactly. That's the key. It's all about finding that sweet spot, that balance between human ingenuity and the precision of these machines. And I think it's really important to remember that, the skills that you need in a world where CNC is king, those skills are always changing and evolving. We need people who can, think critically, solve problems creatively, and be ready to learn new technologies.
So CNC is not just changing the way we make things, it's also changing the kinds of jobs that people need to do, the skills that they need to have.
Right. It's really fascinating the way it's impacting the whole workforce.
But let's move on to some real-world examples here, because I know you've got some great ones. I'm particularly fascinated by the impact CNC has had on consumer
Oh,
electronics.
yeah, consumer electronics. That's a perfect example of how CNC is shaping the products we use every single day. Think about like your smartphone or your laptop, all those tiny little circuits, the sensors, all packed into such a small space. Well, CNC machining makes it possible to manufacture those incredibly intricate components with a level of precision that's just, mind-blowing, so that everything fits perfectly, works perfectly every time.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to even wrap your head around just how tiny and complex those components are, and to think that they're all created with such accuracy, it's amazing.
Yeah.
What about some other industries? Where else is CNC really making a big difference?
Let's talk about the automotive industry, because CNC is being used everywhere. Engine components, body panels, you name it. It even plays a role in those really sleek aerodynamic designs you see on cars these days.
So CNC is not just about making cars faster, it's about making them like better in every way, right? Better performance, better fuel efficiency, even making them look cooler.
You got it. And it doesn't stop there. Aerospace is another big one. We're talking about lightweight, but super strong components for planes and even spacecraft, like the turbine blades in jet engines, or even, delicate instruments on satellites. It's incredible.
Wow, it sounds like the applications for CNC are like practically endless.
They really are.
What about the medical field? I mean, precision has got to be super important in that industry, right?
Oh, absolutely. And CNC is just revolutionizing the medical field, especially when it comes to making life-saving devices and implants like hip replacements, knee braces, even prosthetic limbs that are custom designed for individual patients. CNC makes all of that possible.
Yeah, you're right. Being able to create an implant that's perfectly tailored to a specific person, it's really remarkable what they can do these days. It's like completely changing the game for a lot of people.
It is. It is. But, CNC's influence, it goes way beyond these like big, well-known industries. I mean, we're talking everything from making musical instruments to sporting goods, even jewelry.
That's really interesting. So we have a technology that, it used to be seen as pretty specialized, but now it's being used in all these different ways. It's everywhere.
And I think that speaks to how adaptable and versatile CNC machining really is. It's a technology that's always changing, evolving, and it's always finding new ways to push the boundaries of what we can make.
I mean, it's really amazing to see how CNC is impacting everything, from those everyday electronics that we all use to those life-saving medical devices you were talking about. It seems like it's really changing the world.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. But you know what's even more exciting? is what's coming next. What's on the horizon for CNC machining?
Yeah.
Because all those sources you sent me, I mean, they hinted at some pretty mind-blowing advancements that are just around the corner.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like automation is going to play a huge role. Like, we're talking about factories that can practically run themselves.
Exactly. It's like the ultimate goal is lights-out manufacturing, right? Where you have machines just humming along 24/7 without needing any humans around.
Wow.
Producing parts with incredible accuracy and speed, no downtime, no mistakes. And of course, all that is going to lead to lower costs.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but then again, you know, one of the articles you sent me, it talked about this idea of the factory of the future, where humans and machines actually work together like a team.
Yeah, that's a fascinating concept, right? Where humans can focus on those high-level tasks like designing and programming and, you know, making sure everything meets quality standards. And then you have the robots and all those automated systems handling the repetitive work, the stuff that's, you know, physically demanding.
So it's not about replacing human workers, but finding ways to make them even more efficient and productive by, you know, giving them these superpowered tools to work with.
That's the idea. And, you know, we always have to remember that human ingenuity and creativity, those are things that machines just can't replicate.
Yeah.
So I think there will always be a need for that human touch in the manufacturing process.
Speaking of ingenuity, what about artificial intelligence? I mean, a lot of the stuff you sent me mentioned AI as a major force in the future of CNC machining. Like, it's going to make everything even smarter and more efficient.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
AI is going to be huge. So imagine a CNC machine that can actually learn from its own experience. You know, it's constantly gathering data, analyzing it, and then using that information to optimize its performance.
So it's like having a virtual expert on hand all the time, making sure that the CNC process is running smoothly and, you know, catching potential problems before they even happen.
Exactly. And it goes even further than that. I mean, imagine AI-powered systems that can actually design and program CNC machines all on their own, or robots that can actually collaborate with human workers on complex tasks. Oh. We're talking about a level of intelligence and adaptability that we've never seen before.
It's incredible to think about the possibilities, but, you know, we can't forget about the materials that CNC machines work with. I mean, are there any advancements in material science that are impacting the future of CNC?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're seeing all these new materials being developed specifically for CNC machining materials that are stronger and more durable than ever before, and that are able to withstand the incredible forces involved in high precision machining.
I remember reading about these lightweight composites that they're using in the aerospace industry, and even biocompatible materials for those medical implants. It sounds like these new materials are really pushing the boundaries of what CNC can do.
You know, it's like a two-way street. As CNC technology gets more and more advanced, it creates a need for new materials that can keep upright. And then as those new materials are developed, it opens up all these new possibilities for CNC applications. So it's a constant cycle of innovation.
So it's like this really exciting but also kind of overwhelming time to be involved in CNC machining because everything is moving so fast.
Right.
How can people and companies keep up with all these advancements?
Well, the most important thing is to never stop learning, right? There's so many resources out there, online courses, industry publications, trade shows, conferences, all designed to help you stay on top of the latest trends and technologies.
So it's not enough to just learn the basics of CNC. You got to constantly be updating your skills and knowledge if you want to stay ahead of the game.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of networking, connecting with other people in the industry,
yeah,
sharing ideas, attending workshops, you know, learning from each other's experiences. That's huge because the CNC community is so collaborative and there's just a wealth of knowledge out there if you know where to look.
So CNC isn't just a technology. It's like a whole community of innovators and problem solvers all working together to push the boundaries of what's possible.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, for anyone who's willing to embrace that spirit of continuous learning and collaboration, the future of CNC machining is incredibly bright.
Well, this has been an amazing deep dive into the world of CNC machining. I mean, we've covered so much ground, from its impact on different industries to the challenges and ethical considerations to those incredible advancements that are on the horizon.
Yeah. And as we've seen, it's technology that's completely changing the way we design and manufacture everything around us. And it's not slowing down anytime soon.
So thank you so much for joining us on this journey of discovery into the fascinating world of CNC machining. We hope you learned something new and that you're as excited as we are about the future of this incredible technology.